Welcome to Bullships, where we use pop culture to initiate conversations, call out the myths portrayed in entertainment, and empower listeners with information to improve relationships. We're your hosts, Kelly and Stephanie. Hello and welcome to episode 47, Happily Ever, Harry and Meghan. You know we had to.
We can't resist it.
I know. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think you can be on social media and not hear some news story. Yeah, about, you know, what's going on with the whole Prince Harry, Meghan drama and leaving the family and all of that. And so, of course, we had to make a Bullships episode about it. But also because I love them so much. And they're such great role models. So a little bit of the background. So a couple weeks ago,
they made
an announcement. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle made an announcement that they no longer want to be senior members of the royal family. And they kind of just want to move to Canada and start their own ventures. And you know, there have been, to add a little bit more context, there have been other royal members who have done this, but I think they're the highest ever. I mean, you know, obviously we all know Prince Harry from, like, you know, all the family stuff.
Right.
Like, we've, you know, the whole world has seen him grow up, and so I think that's why this is a big shock, even though they're not, like, the first people to do it. But they decided that they didn't want to do that and they wanted to forge their own path and, you know, not really knowing what that looks like. There's been a whole bunch of reports as to, like, you know, they totally bombarded the family with this news and that they didn't know. And then, you know, and how it plays out. I mean, I know you were talking, you know, just before this, we were talking a little bit of how, like, the news is really portraying them, sometimes
yeah.
Meghan, like, throughout
pretty
this whole thing.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah. And so, and then most recently was, you know, Queen Elizabeth saying, you know, we support them mm-hmm. and this is what they're going to have to do in order to have the life that they want, which the two big ones is they will no longer be able to use the His Royal Highness or Her Royal Highness titles. They will still be the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, but, that's all they'll be able to use. And then also repaying the public funds that was used to renovate their home in England.
Oh, so, I was wondering why they had to pay back.
Yeah.
So it's because of that.
Okay. Yeah. It's part of the rules that she, yeah. And so, so now it's just kind of this big, you know, what does this look like? You know, like we were saying, there's half of the, you know, there's some people who are like, Meghan, like, came in to tear the family away. But then we also know everything, you know, Prince Harry has been through
yeah.
with just being in the limelight, losing his mom. I mean, there's so much to this. And so that's why we wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because there's so much.
Well, because, I mean, for us regular folks that are not royalty.
Common folks.
Common folks. These are still issues that I think regular people face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so one of the first things that we wanted to kind of explore is that sometimes when you're in a relationship with somebody, you have to make a decision to do what's best for your family, for your new family.
Absolutely.
And what kind of life do you want to live?
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly that,
yeah.
just on, like, a huge scale, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's one thing that, you know, sometimes maybe people don't do very often,
yeah.
you know, or I don't know the actual percentages of it all, but, you know, of how, you know, when you get together with somebody, you know, how much do you intentionally explore what kind of life you want versus, you know, what society is telling you? You know, there's a lot of, like, okay, you date for so long, then the next questions are, when are you going to get engaged? Then it's like, when are you going to get married? Then it's like, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to buy a house? When are you going, you know, there's this pathway
right.
that we go through. And sometimes we just do it versus thinking about what we want this life to look like. And it sounded like, you know, maybe they had that conversation and, you know, decided that they didn't need the royal life in order
yeah.
to do what they really want to do, which I honestly, you know, I think it is just helping people. I mean, she's a big advocate for, you know, women's rights and, you know, she's always had, like, a philanthropic, you know, kind of interest. Mm-hmm. And then obviously royal family, you know, with Prince Harry, they have, you know, they have that too. So I feel like they're just coming together to like save the world, you know?
I totally agree. And I, as I'm thinking about it, so Prince Harry has always been a little bit rebellious. Mm-hmm. I mean, ever since his mom died, mm-hmm. he's had this attitude that was always a little bit different from his brother's and brother. And mm-hmm. so I wonder if, you know, he's always kind of had this in him to some extent, like this mm-hmm. isn't the life for me. I don't, I want to buck the system. Yeah. I want something different for my mm-hmm. future. Mm-hmm. And then he meets somebody who, I mean, Meghan could not be more different. I mean, an American, she has, comes from a different cultural background. Yeah. She's a different race. And then they're able to maybe support each other in this new life that they want to create.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that they are, a great match in that. It seemed like, you know, they both kind of were able to come together and be strong in this new path because, you know, like we were saying, it has not been easy from the beginning. You know, it's been, you know, she's coming in, you know, Meghan is coming in here and, you know, trying to ruin the family. And she fights with, you know, Princess Kate all the time. And now, you know, Prince Harry and his brother don't get along. And so, you know, it hasn't been easy. And like you were saying, you know, with the loss of Prince Harry's mom, Princess Diana, you know, how much that probably plays a role in all of mm-hmm. this of, you know, I see what media scrutiny can do to families. And I've decided, you know, that I don't need that. Again, we haven't talked to them to let us know that that's actually what it is. Even though if you guys want to be BFFs with us, that's totally fine. but I mean, you know, it's been rough, you know, for them. So
it really has been. And I think that if anything was going to push him or maybe both of them over the edge into this lifestyle, it's been all this negativity around them. Who wants to have a repeat of the childhood that he already had to experience? Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I mm-hmm. totally get why he would want to do something like this. Yeah. And I get it on her end, too, to be able to be the kind of person that she wants to be. She was, I mean, think about getting all that hate every single day over and over and over again. Yeah. At some point, it gets exhausting. I know people try to shield themselves from mm-hmm. it, but we've heard celebrities talk about that before, mm-hmm. how much that can have an effect on your mental health. Yeah. So sometimes as a married couple getting together, you have to make these hard decisions and pick the kind of life that you want for your future family. And maybe that causes a lot of uproar mm-hmm. and judgment. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you know how we talked about the person that you're going to be in the relationship with yourself the longest is yourself.
Yes.
And so next to that is probably your spouse and your child. And so if you're going to live a life that you want to be proud of and happy in and at peace with, that you still get to give back, sometimes that comes with making really hard decisions. And that's what they had to do.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, to add to that, it's, you know, live the life that's going to make you happy, mm-hmm. you know, there's luckily, you know, we're very lucky in that we have, you know, some of us have a lot of different choices in what kind of life we want to live, and being intentional with that and, you know, being able to, you know, have that conversation. Again, it seems weird, like, you know, there are some conversations that just seem weird, like, you know, why are we going to talk about that? But, you know, in order to be able to live it out, you have to talk about it. You have to discuss, you know, this is, mm-hmm. this is, you know, what I want to do with my life. These are the dreams that I want. You know, this is how I want to relate to my family, to your family. Mm-hmm. How often do we want to see that? Like, there's so many choices. And if we're just living life based on, you know, societal rules or what other people want for us, we're going to be unhappy. Right. And sometimes, you know, we don't know where that unhappiness is coming from. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it could just be that we're not choosing the life that we want.
Right. Yeah. We're just kind of falling into the familiar. And I think that this, what comes to mind, well, a couple of things come to mind, is the movie Marriage, when we talked about or Marriage Story.
Yeah.
How she wanted to go to LA because she felt like that was where her heart was at or whatever. and didn't really speak up on that because if she was afraid to kind of rock the boat because her husband was finding some success in New York. I mean, we see examples of this kind of stuff all the time. Maybe you grew up in a small town. Mm-hmm. Everybody's still in that small town, but you have these dreams to move to New York City or something like that, and how difficult that can be to break free from, and not break free like you're a prisoner, but just break free in the sense of really fulfilling who you want to be in this life. And those, that's hard, especially if you know, you unfortunately don't have like a family support system that's like, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Absolutely.
Or even if you do, you're breaking out of what you're used to. It's new for you too. So personally, there's a lot of challenges with that.
And there's a lot of individual stuff too, you know. You know, usually we say like, you know, firstborns are kind of like rule followers and, you know, all of this. You can, it is. Me too. And so, you know, that also plays a part. Like there's sometimes these internal things that drive us that we're like, okay, I want this life, but, you know, life is saying this is the rule I have to follow in order to be happy or in order to, like, you know, complete, you know, kind of just check that mark. And I feel like maybe, you know, one of the bigger decisions that I think is becoming, kind of in that area is, especially now with women, like, having kids later in life or choosing not to have kids at all. Like, I think that that's a big one of, you know, of people, you know, getting married and doing all of that. And then, you know, the kid question comes up and people are like, I don't know. And that's become a thing. Now you have, you know, maybe you're, you know, your own parents saying, you know, we want a grandchild, you know, and so you have all of those pressures. And so having to dig through all of that to find out what is it that you really want. And, you know, either way, you know, it's not easy, but at least being able to listen to yourself and what you want, like at least doing that work, obviously making whatever decision you want after, but at least being able to know that, you know, your opinion does matter in all of this, not just society's and everybody
else's. You're the one living the life. Total sidebar, but if you watch, there's a show that just started on E! Called Meet the Frasers.
Okay, I think I've seen the previews for it.
It's like about a guy who's like a psychic medium. And his whole family works for him. And he's engaged to this beauty pageant girl who's so cute. And there's a scene where the mom and the daughter are at lunch together. And the mom is like, when are you going to give me grandkids? And she's like, I still, like, first of all, I'm not even married.
Yeah.
Second of all, like, I want to fulfill my dreams of winning another title or something like that. And the mom is putting the pressure on the girl so hard that I can only imagine. Luckily, the girl is very strong-willed and like knows what she wants. But I was like, that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody. Even if it's done in kind of a joking way, you wonder, okay, what if I choose to just dive into my career and this is the life that I want to live? Are you still going to be supportive and loving towards
me? So, and those can be some of the fears, you know, are you still going to, you still going to love me as a person? Like, will you still think about me the same? And when we were talking about that, like, internal blocks to choosing another path, like, there's a lot of that you have to kind of, you know, sift through as well. And so, you know, and with all of that, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe with parents or people that are, you know, kind of wanting someone to follow that path, you know, there can be a little bit of judgment.
Totally.
So, you know, not just with that, but also, you know, again, we were talking about how the media and other people, oh my gosh, like when I see any story about Harry and Meghan on social media, I look at the comments, even though that's probably like a terrible place to be. No, but it's just so me. I mean, it'll be, you know, there's some people who are super supportive of them, and that's more of my camp. But then there's also people who are just like, she's destroying the family. And I'm just like, oh, God. And like, you know, there's all these like intense judgments. And so, you know, wanted to dive in also a little bit about that as to like this whole idea of judging others, you know. And I know something that I'll hear sometimes too is, but they're celebrities, but they're royals. Like, they knew they were going to get into this. Is part of their job to be like, being like judged. But also think about, I mean, before it used to be like, you know, maybe you'd get like hate mail, like, and you know, and now it's like all over 24/7. And in the end, they're still human. Sure, they have all these like wonderful perks and things like that. But in the end, they're human too. And like,
Yeah.
Shit still hurts.
Well, and I don't think that they really realized how bad it was going to be from the freaking jump with this relationship, right?
Yeah.
Like, even when they started dating, the media was already really hard on Megan for all kinds of, probably because she is half black was part of it, but also that she was American, that the media just jumped on her immediately, where they didn't do any of that with Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
And so Kate and Will's experience in the royal family, although Will might have, maybe, I don't know, I hear some things about him, but he might have a different way of looking at the media and how they address it or whatever.
Yeah.
They're not attacking them in such a negative way all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas Harry and Meghan, it started off like that, you know? So
absolutely.
it's no wonder. And so you wonder, why are we judging?
Yeah.
Why are we judging them so much?
Where does that come from, either for individual or media? I mean, obviously, you know, there is some, like, I mean, you know, I'm reading the comments. I'm clicking a little bit more. I'm sure for, you know, the Daily Mail, that's the same thing. Like, let's see what they have to say now.
No, just kidding.
Probably, along with all my other people who read all these articles too. So there's a little bit of that, but even going more on like a deeper level as to why do we as just humans judge, you know, and there's, you know, usually, I mean, and I'm not going to lie, like, sometimes it feels good, you know, but it feels good because it makes you feel like a bigger person.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're, in quotations, better, you know. It makes you feel like, you know, they're the outsider and you know what's going on, you know. But I think the main lesson of all of that is that usually we judge is because of something going on within us, you know, whether it's our expectations about life, of how we think life should be. And then also remembering that the way we see the world is not the only way to see the world, you know? And so that's why, you know, judging and judgment has always been such an interesting topic to me, because everyone does it, you know, whether it's, you know, consciously or unconsciously. Sometimes we do it for fun. I mean, as we know, we're a fan of reality TV, and some of the best things to do is just to judge people during that. But then when you really think about it, it's really thinking about, like, okay, like, why is this coming up for me? You know, why does this bother me so much? Mm-hmm. And then the more you look at it, the more you probably start picking out, like, oh, this is a me thing.
I think a lot of it's fear too, fear of the unknown, of what that's going to look like, and what's it going to mean if somebody, a royal, marries an American? Mm-hmm. What does it mean if they break away?
Have a really cute kid. That's what that means.
Duh. They couldn't resist that, right? And because we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what this is going to mean for the way we look at the world or marriage in itself or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of it has to do with something that's not only unsettled within ourselves, but maybe something that we're afraid of too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I do believe that that's it. And, you know, and so, I mean, again, we're not saying, like, don't do it, because it's something that is, you know, humans, we do. And like I said, it feels good sometimes. But if you find it being something that's draining or something that, like...
Or you're, like, obsessive.
Yeah, obsessive. Or, like, you know, it's just... Yeah, like you said, it just takes up a lot of your energy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, take a look inside and see if there's, you know, anything that you can kind of figure out regarding that.
It's amazing. Like, there's been instances in my life where I've had strong judgments on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And once I learned more, one of the examples is infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to have really, really strong judgments about people that cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And once I understood more about it and what my own issues were with it and my own fears with it was like a weight was lifted.
Yeah.
And so to all you out there that are judging and it's consuming too much of your emotional
bandwidth
or data, if you figure out what that fear is that's driving it, there's a freedom that comes with these things.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
And so I know that was kind of like a early takeaway, which I love. But let's jump into our bullship for this episode.
Yeah. So the bullships is, regardless of your own feelings, it's important to follow family traditions.
bullshit.
This is not true. This is what we just explained, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, your happiness is important. Yeah. Obviously, there's, you know, sacrifices that sometimes do need to get made for whatever reason. But in the end, you know, again, this idea that I sometimes think people don't put enough energy in, but this idea of like you can create the life that you want, that you can be intentional about, you know, what kind of life you want to live. Do you want to do, you know, a bunch of, you know, charity work? Do you want to, you know, follow a passion? Do you want to, you know, there's all these things. And then, and hopefully, you know, if you're in a relationship that you have somebody that's going to support you in that. But, you know, I think the key word of this bullshit is, you know, regardless of your own feelings. And I think your feelings are as equally important. Yeah. So either, you know, how can we, you know, if it falls in line with family traditions, awesome, you know, but if it doesn't, you know, really being able to have the courage and, you know, to be able to follow the path that you know is best for yourself. Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we wanted you guys to think about, is there anything in your life that you're doing for others? Is, I mean, does this range from the place that you go to church, or the way that you dress, or the state that you live in, or the job that you do? Like, there's so many things. How much of that is for you and your family versus how much of it is what somebody told you were supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. There's so many. I'm thinking of there's a priest at the church that I go to, and he was a medical doctor, and so he went to school and followed the path that he was supposed to follow and became this doctor, and he got all this money, and he tells the story all the time where he drove the nice car and he lived in the penthouse and then decided, like, this isn't the life for me. Yeah. And he was celebrated. I mean, who would, that'd be awesome. Yeah. If your son is a doctor, like, that's a great profession.
Yeah.
And then he,
that's usually like the goal that people want.
Like, I did it. All of that education was worth it. All of that discipline was worth it as a parent. Right. And then your son says to you, I'm not happy here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to move across the country, and I'm going to take a vow of poverty, and I'm going to become a priest.
Yep.
I mean, jaw on the floor if I was his parents. I'm not sure. They love him, and he was probably very supported.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that, you know, it's that must have been really scary. And there's lots of examples of people doing stuff like that that are maybe currently struggling with it or that have taken a leap of faith and are – and have no regrets in what they did.
Yeah. And I think that's such a, I love that story, because I think that that can also sometimes be a sign of, you know, further exploration of, like you said, I'm doing all the things I was supposed to. And I think when we do that, our hope is that that's going to make me happy. If I do everything that society says I should do, that's going to bring me happiness, that's going to bring me fulfillment, that's going to, you know, in a sense, make me feel like safe, like no wrong is going to happen because I've followed the path. I followed the rules. That's what we've been taught since we were young, you know, follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules. And then you do. And if there is no happiness there, if there is something that feels missing, I think that's such a great sign to just further explore as to what that is. You know, is it more because we are putting weight on, you know, external things to bring us fulfillment, or is it because I'm following what society has told me to do and not what I actually want to do as a person? So what an awesome story.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, I mean, you know, if that does happen, you know, being able to have the courage, you know, to be able to do something different. I actually have a quote on my computer that says that, you know, I hope that you're happy with your life, and if not, I hope you have the courage to start again, you know, and it's true, you know, it can be a scary thing to do. You know, I've personally gone through it with a career change of something that I thought I was going to do my whole life, and then, you know, therapy, you know, kind of just fell onto my lap, and I loved it so much, and I left everything I knew, and I had no idea what I was jumping into, and here we are making this podcast. But I think, like you said, you know, you know, being able to look at, you know, what are you living for you, and then what are you living for society, and hopefully you're able to shift that a little bit more towards you.
Yeah.
So that is the end of our episode. So feel free, as always, to let us know on social media what your thoughts are, anything that you've personally been kind of, you know, thinking about from this takeaway. And we will see you next
week.
We'll
see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of Bullships, please head over to your podcast player to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Disclaimer: the information and resources contained in this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not intended to assess, diagnose, or treat any medical and/or mental health condition. The use of this podcast does not imply nor establish any type of therapist-client relationship. Furthermore, the information obtained from this podcast should not be considered a substitute for a thorough medical and/or mental health evaluation by an appropriately credentialed and licensed professional.